Hey folks, I'm here with Nitin Bhandari, CEO of Skyfire, and you're going to show us some new features in Skyfire. Tell me a little bit about the application.
Larry, thanks for having me, and thanks for being a supporter of the technology. Skyfire is really a very simple concept. It's like a PC web browser, same functionality on your mobile device. And so what it does is it supports all of multimedia technologies, Flash, Silverlight, QuickTime, and it loads pages really fast. And full Ajax, yes.
Yeah, it's an awesome browser. And what are the latest features in the new version?
Well, so there's a few things as we're getting ready to get out of beta. One of the first things we've done is we've actually made it really simple for users to get it. So it's a one-click download from your mobile browser. Go to get.skyfire.com. And one click, we'll identify your phone, and you can download the product. So seamless.
So no need to sync the phone to a PC. You can do it right over the air.
Exactly. Now, as an added feature, you can still create an account with Skyfire, and that way we'll remember your bookmarks and history and cookies, etc. So if you change phones, if you lose your device, you don't lose your personality.
Let's take a look at it.
Let's take a look at it.
And what device are you showing this to us on today?
Well, I'm going to show it to you on a HTC device sold by AT&T. It's a VGA device with a full QWERTY keyboard.
And VGA is new for Skyfire.
And VGA is new, highly requested, and so now our users can experience Skyfire on VGA.
Great.
So after a quick install, you get to this start page. Start page has a bunch of my news widgets. It has a weather widget that shows me the weather in Mountain View. Let me take you to my favorite website, which is bookmarked here, which is ESPN. And I load ESPN. Notice how fast it loads it, and then not only does it take me to the page, but it actually takes me to the video that I watch most often. I can click on this. There you go. The Flash video starts right away. You'll notice that not only will it load the page really fast, it'll actually zoom me right into the content that I wanted, which
Great.
Is the video on the right side, right?
Yeah.
Because I watch that, like, I don't know, 8 times a day. I can play that video. It's a Flash video. And
so it knows that site as opposed to another site. It knows to zoom in onto this part.
Because that's what I've bookmarked.
How many sites do you do that for?
Well, you know, there's
you bookmarked it at that.
It's a user preference, right?
Nice.
If
Great.
You wanted to look at, you know, stock quotes all the time, mm-hmm. you could bookmark that section of your favorite finance website, right?
Great.
So it's completely a user-defined feature.
Cool.
The rest of the page is loaded as well. So in case you wanted to view anything else, you could do that. Let me also show you something else that's very popular on our product, which is Hulu. So let me go back to bookmarks. This is not just Flash. This is actually high-definition Flash, which can even bring desktops to its knees, right? And so this here, again, is a Saturday Night Live episode of Hulu. And there you go.
Wow, that's awesome.
And because I'm zoomed in here, that doesn't mean that's all you have. You have the rest of the page here.
So it's the full page.
It's the full page.
Very nice.
Another feature we've added is predictive auto-text complete. So if I go, you know, dub, 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 and if I start typing in my favorite website, mm-hmm. it's going to give me a list of things that are most popular indexed on
Great.
The web. So here it is. Tell me your favorite website, Larry.
My favorite website is on10.net.
I would have guessed that, actually. on10.net. And there you go. There's the entire website. Contextually zooms into the video. To play this video. Here we are. If I wanted to share this, I could actually share this page via SMS. It'll form it into a tiny URL. I can put in my number here, or I could actually send it to 40404, which is my, and it'll publish it straight to my Twitter account. There you go. And the video continues to play.
Nice, and you have Silverlight support,
and
which
we have,
is great.
We have Silverlight support, and the story I like to tell everybody is that till about one day before Olympics started, we did not have Silverlight support.
Yeah.
And what we did was we rolled out Silverlight all server-side. All our users didn't have to do a single upgrade and they had full Olympic.
I remember that. It was very nice, very appreciated. We watched the Olympics on our phones, and it was great.
And we're obviously going to roll out Silverlight 2 in short order as well.
So let me ask you about how performant Flash and Silverlight are on these portable devices. Is it close to a desktop experience?
Well, that's a great question, Larry. Clearly, these aren't as powerful devices as desktops, mm-hmm. right? And so the only difference is that while on desktop, you always can predict the performance. On a wireless network, throughput changes, battery life degrades, etc. So what we do is we have this intelligence so that the end user always gets good predictable experience. And on the servers, we may actually adjust the frame rate accordingly. If the network gets slower, we send less frames, etc.
Nice. So you won't see buffering.
So you won't see buffering and stuttering and jittering and all that stuff. So the end user really likes that experience.
And what are the system requirements for Skyfire?
Not very much at all. You know, Windows Mobile all the way down to going down to like T-Mobile Dash, it works. So 200 megahertz ARM9 processor for the techies out there, and you know, a few megs of RAM. That's all it needs.
Nice. Well, thanks so much, Nitin, for coming out and talking to us here. Where can people go to find out more about Skyfire?
Well, first of all, thanks, Larry, for having me and being a supporter. People can go to www.skyfire.com to learn more, or better yet, go to get.skyfire.com on your phone and just download it. And
the price of Skyfire?
It's free.
Excellent. Thank you so much.